He puts it down with a whatever shrug. It's not bad. I slap the table, playing it up.
Oh, come on! The 00 is toe curling!
It did seem like you were having a knee-weakening moment with the burger.
He deadpans. Foodgasm!
The ponytail woman calls out. With a big smile, I meet her eyes.
You know it.
Let me guess. You'd do it again, Nolan says to me, imitating one of my catchphrases from the show. I lean across the table and swat his shoulder.
You bet I would. Food is one of life's great pleasures, and some dishes demand encores.
What are you going to give it then? I rub my palms, prolonging the suspense.
Viewers love to predict our ratings. Later, we'll edit in a clock-ticking pause to give them the chance to place their drinking game bets as they watch. Holding up a hand, like I'm taking an oath, I issue my declaration. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm giving this bad boy a 9.45.
Nolan barks out a laugh. How long since you've rated anything under a 9, M?
We pick well. We've been to some fab places. Why should I punish the food just because all these great dishes have raised the bar?
How can everything be close to a 10, though? You're such a Paula.
And you're such a Simon. I don't grade food on a bell curve. Don't blame me for having excellent taste when scoping out spots for us to review.
Ha. So there. I fold my arms across my chest, adopting a stern stare as my eyes stray to his empty plate. He ate the full Monty cheeseburger before I sampled the veg one.
And what are you giving your beef burger, Mr. Mean Judge?
A lazy shrug is his answer. And damn, he's good at those sexy shrugs. They reel in the viewers. The man flings a careless glance at the carnivorous carnage on his plate. I can only give mine a 7.2.
You're such a hard judge, I tease.
And you'd accept nothing less.
That is true.
I lift my veggie burger and take another bite, savoring the taste. Nolan watches the whole time, and as my tongue flicks against the corner of my lips, his hazel eyes darken a bit. Maybe that's wishful thinking on my part. Or dangerous thinking, really, the way those risque thoughts come with a flutter in my chest. Stupid flutter. Inconvenient thing. I kick it aside. I won't let a flutter get in the way of my goals. It's my turn to close out the episode, so I laser in on the camera.
And that's our review of Harriet's Burger Hut on this episode of How to Eat a Banana.
I stop recording with a flick of my finger, just like I stopped the flutters. Been doing both for years. Next comes my favorite part of the job. Meeting fans always makes me feel like a big deal when I'm so not. But for a few minutes after we shoot, I can pretend. I can pretend, too, that I've made all my dreams come true. The fans who watched our live recording encircle us, equipped with cell phones and Sharpies. A fair-skinned redhead from the crowd bounces over to the table, along with a brunette with an olive complexion.
I just love you guys so much. Can we take a pic?
With a twinkle in his eyes, Nolan flashes a panty-melting grin, aka his regular smile. Only if you can be in it too, he says, all warm and inviting. If flirting were a class, this man wouldn't just be the best student. He'd teach an expert course, and every session would be packed. The redhead blushes.
Yes, please,
she says, then hands the phone to her friend. I expect the woman to line up between Nolan and me, but she scoots next to him instead, her shoulder to his shoulder, nudging him closer to me. Her photo choreography leads to Nolan slinging an arm around me, which leads to my libido whispering dirty ideas about my friend and colleague. So annoying, my overactive imagination, when she gets these wayward notions. I call her Nancy. A name makes backtalk much more satisfying. When Nolan curls his hand around my shoulder, squeezing it, an irritating little burst of tingles kicks around in my chest. Shut up, Nancy. I smile for the camera phone. When the picture is done, the redhead thrusts a purple Sharpie my way.
Can you both sign my shirt?
I kind of can't believe that we have any fans for this crazy endeavor, let alone ones who want me to mark their clothing in permanent ink. But the data doesn't lie, and more than 1 million YouTube subscribers tune in to our show. It still feels surreal. The redhead spins around so we can sign her back. I'm the